Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara is continuing with the halachas of how one makes a kinyan chazaka to be kind of ben ichse ager. And the Gemara brings a memra of Shmuel Hayman de Poshach Dikla, one who cuts branches off a tree, Adaita de Dikla Kani. If his kavana with this that he's cutting off the branches is for the talus of the tree to allow it to grow better, in kain it's a maisa kinyan and he's kind of adaita de chiyusa laikani. But if his kavana with this that he cut the branches off the tree was in order to feed the branches to his animal, in such a case it's not considered a maisa kinyan and he is not kind of. And the Gemara explains, heichi dami shako me'agisa o me'agisa adaita de dikla. If he took branches from both sides of the tree, it's mavuris kavana is for the talus of the tree. Kula mechad gisa, we took all the branches from one side, and it's mevuris kavonis for the tailors to feed it to his animal, and therefore it's not a maisa kinyan. There are three shittas in the Rishonim. Why is it that when one is pashach dikla daita dechiyusa, he's not kinyan lechayra? He's still doing a maisa tikkun. He is doing a maisa which is a tailors for the tree. So why is it because he has kavon in order to feed it to his animal that it's not considered a maisa kinyan? The Rashbam in the Vemaschla daita dechiyusa is mefarish, being that he's not miskaven for the tailors of the tree. Even though it's memela mahani for the deco, there is a talus for the tree with this that he cuts the branches, being that there is no kavana to be misak in the karka, it's not considered a maisa kinyan. So Dr. Ashbam, I feel if he speaks out, he wishes to be kinyan with this maisa, he is miskaven for kinyan. It's as if somebody goes into the shuk and says he wishes to be kinyan without actually doing a maisa kinyan, being that he was not miskaven for the talus of the tree, he was miskaven to feed it to his animal, that's not considered a maisa kinyan, and even if his das is to be kinyan, he would still not be kinyan. Toysis in the Vermaschal Adaiti the Tzivi Laikani explains the reason why he's not Kaina when he cuts the branches Adaiti the Chiyusa was we assume he did not have Kavana for Kinyan. Even though there's a Tayelas for the Dekla with this that he cut the branches, we assume that there is no Kavana as Kinyan and Kinyan doesn't work without Kavana. So the Toysis, the Chesaron, our Sugya of Poshach Adaiti the Chiyusa, there is a Chesaron in the Kavana for the Maisa Kinyan. The Adrama is mefarish similar to Shita Satoisvist. The Adrama says, being that he cut the branches at Daita de Chiyusa, there's a chesaron in the kavana for the Maisa Kinyan. Only the Adrama is mefarish that Be'emis he was miskaven liknois. He does have kavana to be koine, but he has kavana to be koine with the Achilles Peiris. He has kavana to be koine with this that he's cutting branches at Daita de Chiyusa. So if the Adrama cutting branches at Daita de Chiyusa is not a Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan is cutting the branches for the tails of the Dekel. And even though Mimela there is a talus for the Dekel, being that his Kavana was to be kinder with this that he's being Eichel Peris, with this that he's feeding the branches to his animals, and that's not considered a Maisa Kinyan, there's a Chesaron in the Kavana for the Maisa Kinyan, and therefore he is not kinder. Al Kaponim, we have three Shitas in Mimefarish the Gemara. Shitas Rashbam is that there's a Chesaron Mitzadi, that being that he wasn't miskaven for the talus of the Dekel, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan. Shitas Atosus is that he wasn't Mechavim Bechlal to be kinder, being that he was cutting it at Daita de Chiyusa. And the shita of the Adama is that even though he was being mechavan to be kainah, his kavana to be kainah was with this that he's cutting branches to feed to his animal, and he wasn't mechavan to be kainah with this that he's cutting branches for a talus of the dekel, and therefore he is not kainah. There's a chesaron in the maisa kinyan. There's a nidin in the achronim in regard to a kinyan amoyel. If one wishes to be kainah a chayfetz, and he does two maisim to be kainah this chayfetz, and his kavana is to be kainah with the second maisa, and the second maisa he did is not a Maisa Kinyan, only the first Maisa he did is a Maisa Kinyan. Is a person kind in such a fashion, being that he had Kavana to be kind and he did a Maisa Kinyan, even though he was Mechavan to be kind with the second Maisa, not with the first, Afidochi is kind, or being that his Kavana was to be kind with the second Maisa he did, and the second Maisa he did is not a Maisa Kinyan, only the first Maisa he did was a Maisa Kinyan, and he didn't have Kavana to be kind with this Maisa, there's a Machlekes in the Achoyne, whether he's kind or not. We Craig and Bob Mitzion da Fyuris Medaik from the Muki Yosef and the Sugi over there, that Kinyan Amoyal is Koina. We Craig holds that if one is Mechavan to be Koina with the second Maisa, and the second Maisa is not a Maisa Kinyan, but he did do a Maisa Kinyan before that, and the first Maisa he did is a Maisa Kinyan, being that he has Kavana to be Koina, and he did a Maisa Kinyan, even though his Kavana wasn't to be Koina with the Maisa Kinyan, which he did, Afilochi is Koina. The Yesh La'ayin in our Sugi of the Zanidin Bechlal of Kinyan Amoyal. In our sugya, the one who is cutting branches, Adaita de Chiyusa, he is cutting branches for the tails of his animals, but Mamela, it's Mahani for the tree, and if one cuts branches for the tails of the tree, it is a Maisa Kinyan. So he is doing a Maisa Kinyan, only his Kavon is Adaita de Chiyusa. So according to Shita Sa'atoisvist, there is no Raya Bechlal. Toisvist held the Chesaron, why a person is not Koina in our sugya, is because he doesn't have Das to be Koina Bechlal. Being that he was doing Adaita de Chiyusa, and there is no Kavon for Kinyan, therefore he is not Koina, and has no Shaykhis Bechlal to a Kinyan Amoyal. According to the Shittas HaRashbam, the reason why a person is not koinin our sugi is being that his kavana was for, to feed it to his animals, not for the tails of the dekel. Therefore, he is not koinin. Dr. Yelasa Shachar, afilu hochi, there's no raya from the Rashbam that a kinyan amoyel is not koinin. Hagamda, the Rashbam speaks out that even if the person is miskaven to be koinin, it's kilu, he went b'shuk and announced that he wishes to be koinin without doing a maisa kinyan. So it comes that he the person did a maisa kinyan, he was poshach dikla, which is a maisa which could be koinin if he would do it at aita de dikla. Only he did it at aita de chiyusa, and therefore he's not koinin. And Dr. Rashbam, afilu, if he's miskaven likness, it's not mahani. Zokta Yelasa Shachar, there's no raya from our sugya, there's no raya from the Rashbam that a kinyan amoyel is not koinin. In our sugi, the reason why Haman de Poshach Dikla Daita de Chiyusa is not koine is not a chesor in the Kavana Liknois. The reason why he's not koine is being that he was miskaven at Daita de Chiyusa. His Kavana in cutting these branches was defeated to his animals. It's a chesor in the Maisa Kinyan, and it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau. It's not the Pshat he did a Maisa Kinyan, but there's a chesor in the Kavana Liknois. The reason why he's not koine is being that he did it at Daita de Chiyusa. It's not considered a Maisa Kinyan, there's a chesor in the Etzem Maisa Kinyan, and therefore he's not koine. He went into the shuk and announced with Adam Isaac Kinyan that he wishes to be koine, that Avadi is not koine. Their calls is only according to the Shita of the Rashbam, that the chesaron of the Poshach Dikla Daita de Chiyusa is not koine, is being that he is miskaven for Daita de Chiyusa and not for the tails of the dekel. We can say like the Elsa Ashacha that it's a chesaron in the Maisa Kinyan and therefore he is not koine. But according to the Shita of the Adama, that the chesaron of Sugi is a chesaron in the Kavana to be koine. When one is Pashach Dikla, Daita de Chiyusa, he has Kavana to be Koine, only he wishes to be Koine with this that he's being Pashach Dikla, Daita de Chiyusa, with the Achilas Peris, with this that he's taking the branches to feed to his animals. And the Maisa Kinyan is not this that he's taking it to feed to his animals, the Maisa Kinyan is this that he's cutting the branches for Tails of the Dekel. So being that his Kavana was to be Koine with the Maisa Kinyan of taking branches to feed to his animals, and not with this that he was cutting a Daita de Dikla, therefore Zakti Adama is a chesaron in the Kavana to be Koine, and he's not Koine. And the Chayud is a raya from the Adama that Kinyan Amoyel is not Koine. This is mamish a case when a person is doing two maisen and he wishes to be koine with the second maisa, with the maisa which is not a maisa kinyan, and at the same time he's doing also a maisa kinyan, and he does not have kavana to be koine with the maisa kinyan. And zokti adama, that's the chesaron in our sugya of maiman de pashach dikla daita de chiyusas loikani, being that he didn't have kavana to be koine with the cutting of the branches daita de dikla, therefore he's not koine. And even though his kavana was to be koine with this, that he's pashach dikla daita de chiyusa, lechayre there's a raya that a kinyan amoyel is not koine. In the Etzim Shita of Tosfos, that Haiman de Poshach Dikla Daita de Chiyusa is Loikani, being that he cut the branches of Das to feed it to his animals, we assume that there is no Kavana to be Koine, and a person cannot be Koine without Kavana. And Tosfos brings two rays to this Yisai, that a person cannot be Koine without Kavana to be Koine. Tosfos brings the Gemara in Yevamos and Dachnun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Oide bin Nechse Ageru, Kesavah Shaloi Hein is Loikani. If a person is chayvish the karka kolshu in nichse ager, he's been chayvish in nichse hefker, but he thinks this karka is his own karka, he does not realize it's karka shal hefker. Zog to Gemara, even though he did a maisa kinyan, he's loikani, being that he did not have kavana to be koina, a person cannot be koina without kavana. And Tosfos brings a second raya from the Gemara and Baba Kama on Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. The Gemara is nistapik, what is the halacha of a machzik b'shtoresev shal ger? If a ger dies and leaves behind shtores on a karka, what is the halacha of a person who's being machzik in these shtaris? These are shtaris of hefker. Is a person koine with this that he's machzik the shtaris? And the Gemara explains the question, do we say that the one who's being machzik in the shtaris, his kavon is to be koine the karka with this that he's being machzik the shtaris that are written on the karka? And being that being machzik in the shtaris is not a form of being koine the karka, and he's not koine the karka, who then also he is not koine the shtaris? Or do we say no, that a person who's being machzik in the shtaris, his kavana is not only to be koine in the karka, but he has kavana to be koine in the shtaris, he's being machzik in. So even though the kinyan is not mahani, for this that he should be koine in the karka, mikomokam, he's still koine in the shtaris. And the Gemara is a stafik, what is the halacha of a person who's being machzik shtaris that are written on a karka, and these shtaris are shtaris of hefker, the gavager shemes? Is he koine in the shtaris, even though he's not koine in the karka? Or do we say no, his das is to be koine in the karka, and being that he's not koine in the karka, or then he is also not koine in the shtaris? So Tosfos Akoponim Mevuah from the Gemara that without das to be koine of the shtaris, the person is not koine of the shtaris. The entire suffix of the Gemara is only, do we say the person that das to be koine of the shtaris? It's Mevuah that without das to be koine, a person cannot be koine. And Tosfos is Messiah that ain't lahakshois, that even though a person does not have das to be koine when he's being machzik in the shtaris of Shager, he does not have das to be koine. But he should be koine with this that chatzevi shalodim is koine le shalemi daitai. That even though when it comes to Maisa Kinyonim, Zok Tosfos, he brought two rayas, that a person needs Kavana to be Koine. But that's only by Maisa Kinyarim. The halach is that a chotzer, a person is kind of him, shalai midaite, if a chayfet falls into somebody's chotzer, even though he does not have das to be kind of his chayfet, his chotzer is kind of him. So Zaktaisus, a person's yad should be kind of, just like his chotzer should be kind of. A chotzer is only kind of midin yad. So in Cain, just like his chotzer is kind of shalai midaite, who didn't yodai should be kind of shalai midaite also. So Zaktaisus, maybe I should say in the Gemara Baba Kama, a machzik shtoresev shalger, even though he does not have das to be kind of, and therefore, mitzara maise kinyan, he cannot be kind of, but al kaponami should be kind of midin yad, and yodai shalodim is kind of shalai midaite, just like we find that chatzeri shalodim is kind of shalai midaite. And Tosis is mechalik that we only say Chatzeri Shel Adam is Koinish Lemidaiti if the person doesn't know the Chayfet came into his Chatzah. In such a case of Tosis, we could assume that Ilu HaYadea, if he would know the Chayfet is right now in his Chatzah, he would have asked to be Koinit. So who within his Chatzah could be Koinit from even Shel Lemidaiti? But in a case where the person knows the chayfetz is biyadei, the person knows the chayfetz is b'chatzeri, and he doesn't have das to be koine, in such a case, being that he knows it's in his chatzer, and he doesn't have das to be koine, we don't say the chatzer is koine shleim idaitai, and therefore he is not koine. And who did in the case of machzik b'shtoresev shalger, even though the shtores are in the yad of the person, and yadei could really be koine shleim idaitai, being that he knows the shtores are in his hand, and he doesn't have das to be koine the shtores, he has das to be koine the karka, and for the karka, his kinyan is not mehani. Who then is not koine the shtoris, agamet b'yode, and yode can be koine shloime daito, being that he knows it's in his hand and he doesn't have kavanah to be koine, it's not considered a kinyan, and we don't say the halacha of yode shalodim koine shloime daito. In the etzim chiluk of Tosis, that when it comes to all other kinyanim, we say a person has to have kavanah to be koine, ma'ashekin chatzeri, and yode the halacha is chatzeri shalodim is koine shloime daito. The Avnei Nezer in Evan Ezer, Simen Kof Samach, brings b'shem the marit, the beer of the chiluk of Tosis, ma'ashna shah kinyanim from the kinyan of chatzer and the kinyan of yad. When it comes to Shah Kinyanim, the way a person is koine is with the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa he is doing is a Maisa Kinyan, and with this he is koine. Memela we say it's dafka if a person has kavana to do this Maisa Kinyan, that we say the Maisa Kinyan can be koine for him. But if a person doesn't have kavana to be koine with this Maisa Kinyan, we assume he's a Misasik Ba'almo, and a Misasik is not Nechshav his Maisa, it's not considered he's doing the Maisa Kinyan. Being that he's a Misasik, Memela the Maisa Kinyan cannot be koine for him, and that's why the Allah is in order to be koine, a person has to have kavana to be koine. Ma'ashegil chatzevi and yodei, a person is not koine with a ma'isa kinyan. The reason, the way a person is being koine when a chayfetz is b'chatzevi is this alone, that the chayfetz is in his chatzah, that itself is a ma'isa kinyan. It's not the ma'isa which is being koine, it's this that the chayfetz is in his chatzah which is being koine. So therefore there is no chesaron, even if he doesn't have kavana to be koine and doesn't have das to be koine, there is no chesaron of a misasik. A misasik is a chesaron in hilchas ma'isa. So when a person is doing a ma'isa kinyan, there's a chesaron of being a misasik. Ma'ashegil chatzevi and yodei, which a person is not being koine with a ma'isa. He's been kind of with this that the chayfetz is inside his chatzah, with this that the chayfetz is inside his yad. Memela zaktaisus, in such a case, when a person doesn't need kavana to be kind of, I feel without kavana, also a person can be kind of. Memela zaktaisus, why is it that a machzik b'shtoresev shoger, the Gemara Baba Kama is mavua, a person is not kind of, being that he doesn't have das to be kind of? Why don't we say his yad should be kind of shleimi daitai? And Tosis is mechalak that yodei and chatzeri are kind of shleimi daitai if a person doesn't know the chayfetz is b'chatzeri or doesn't know the chayfetz is b'yodei. But if he knows the chayfetz is biyade and doesn't have kavana to be koine, then we don't say the halacha of chatzeri shel adam is koine shleimi daitai. And there are two pirushim that in the achrenim to mefarish, what is the chiluk of Tosfos, that a person, we only say chatzeri shel adam is koine shleimi daitai in a case when a person doesn't know the chayfetz is b'chatzeri. But if the person knows the chayfetz is b'chatzeri and doesn't have kavana to be koine, we don't say chatzeri shel adam is koine shleimi daitai. The Machne Ephraim in Uchis Meshicha in Simen Hei, and the same Pirish is in Avni Nezer, in Evan Ezden, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph HaMefarish, that if a person knows the Chayfet is B'chatzeri, and doesn't have Kavanah to be Koine, we look at a Kilu, he's having Kavanah Shalai Liknois, we look at it as a Kavanah Lehepech, being that he knows the Chayfet is in his Chatzar, and he doesn't have Kavanah to be Koine the Chayfet, he knows the Chayfet is B'yadeh, and he doesn't have Kavanah to be Koine the Chayfet, it's Kilu, he's Mechavim B'Fevish Lehepech, and he was mechavan befevish that he should not be koine with this that the chayfetz is b'chatzeri. And when a person is mechavan not to be koine with a ma'isa kinyan, it's posh that a person is not koine bal karcha. If a person does not wish to be koine, it's definitely not a ma'isa kinyan. And if was zaktaisa is being that the person is holding the shtaris and he did not have kavana to be koine the shtaris by itself, it's kilo, it's a kavana lehepech. It's kilo, he's having kavana not to be koine, and therefore we do not say the halach of chatzeri shalodim is koine shalom idaitai. In a case when a person has a chayfetz b'chatzeri or b'yadai, and the person thinks it's already his own chayfetz, he does not realize this chayfetz is a chayfetz shel hefker, and therefore he does not have das to be koinu, being that the reason why he does not have das to be koinu, we cannot say it's a kavana lehapich. The reason why he doesn't have das to be koinu is because he doesn't realize that he could be koinu this chayfetz. He thinks it's somebody else's chayfetz, or he thinks it's his own chayfetz. He does not realize that he could be koinu this chayfetz. In such a case, we don't say it's considered a kavana lehapich, and even though he knows the chayfetz is beyode and does not have kavana to be koinu, afilu hachi we would say chatzevi shel adam or yode shel adam is koinu shlemi daita, and it would be a kinyan even without kavana and das to be koinu. And the chayvi yesh lahar on the pirush of the Avnei Nezer and the pirush of the Machner Ephraim from the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos speaks out the chilek between a machzik b'shtereis of shalger. Why is it that we don't say yode shel adam is koinu shlemi daita? Is like Tosfos. We only say that a chatzevi and yode is koinu shlemi daita in a case if the person would know this chayvitz is b'chatzevi or would know this chayvitz is b'yode, we know he would want to be koinu. In such a case, the chatz is koinu shalemi daite. But in the case where the chayfetz is already b'chatzeri and the person does not have kavana to be koinu, we don't say chatzeri is koinu shalemi daite. And the chayvi, according to the pirush of the Machner Ephraim, why is it that Tosfos is first makdim that chatzeri shel adam is only koinu shalemi daite? In a case where we can say that if you would know the chayfetz is b'chatzeri, he would want to be koinu. The entire chiluk of Tosfos is that being that he knows it's b'chatzeri and he does not have kavana to be koinu, it's a kavana lehapich. But all this that Tosfos spoke out, that we only say chatzeri shel adam is koinu shalemi daita, is if he would know he would want to be koinu, is all aloshim miyosel lechayre lefi the pirush of the Machner Ephraim and the pirush of the Avnei Nezer. The Birchei Shmuel in Siman Mem Zayin explains this, that we find the halacha of a chatzer shel adam is koinu for a person is not the pshat be'etzem when a chayfetz falls into somebody's chatzer, he is koinu automatically. The way it works when a chayfetz falls into somebody's chatzer, that a chatzer shel adam is koinu is milchis chia. Just like we find the halacha of Zochen Adam Shloi Befanov, if Reuven wishes to be kind of chayfetz for Shimon, and it's a schus for Shimon, and we know Shimon would want to be kind of such a chayfetz, Reuven can be kind of for Shimon, Zochen Adam Shloi Befanov, afilu shaloi mida Shimon, Reuven could do a ma'isa kinyan and be kind of that now this chayfetz now belongs to Shimon. Zok to Birchei Shmuel, who a din, a chatzer is kind of for a person, agam the chatzer doesn't have das, and the chatzer doesn't make a ma'isa kinyan, it's be'etzim, a person's chatzer is zeiche for him, it's milchis chia, when a chayfetz falls into the chatzer, and it's something a person would want, it's a schus for him to receive this chayfetz, the male of the chatzer is kilu zeichen for him in the chayfetz, and the chayfetz now becomes his, but it works milchis chia, it's not be'etzim that a chayfetz that falls into his chatzer is automatically his, it's milchis chia that the chatzer is kind of is zeiche for him, and a person's chatzer is automatically zeiche for him, and now belongs to the Baal HaChatzer. It's dafki in the case if a person would know that his chayfetz is in his chatzer, he would want to be koinit. In such a case, we can say milchis chia, the chatzer is zeich in this chayfetz, and the chayfetz belongs to the Baal HaChatzer. Mashiach, if the person knows that the chayfetz is in the chatzer and he doesn't have das to be koinit, we cannot say ilchis chia. If a person knows that chayfetz, he has the ability to be koinit and doesn't have das to be koinit, we can't say ilu have a yod, they would want it. We cannot say the halachas of chia. You cannot be zeich for a person baal karchoi. So again, it's not the kavana lehepich of the Avnei Nezer and the Machner Ephraim that it's kilu is mechavan not to be koinu, but al kaponim we can't say milchis chia, we can't say this is a schus for him, being that he knows about it and doesn't have kavana to be koinu, we cannot call this a schus for him, and therefore we do not say the halacha of a chatzeri shel adam is koinu shlemi daita b'makom that he knows the chayfetz is b'chatzeri and doesn't have das to be koinu, and who adin a machzik b'shtoresiv shager, being that he knows that the shtoris are in his hand and he doesn't have the das and kavana to be koinu the shtoris. He has kavanah to be koinah the karka, and he is not koinah the karka because it's not a ma'izakinyan. Sok to Gemara Baba Kama, who adin he's not koinah the shtaris, agam de biyodi, being that he knows about it, we can't say the halachas of schiyah b'makom that a person knows it's biyodi and doesn't have das to be zeichet. The Gemara in the Hemshich brings another member of Shmuel of how one is koinah b'chazaka b'nichse ager, and the Gemara brings on my Shmuel, a man the askel tikla, one who smooths out the karka b'nichse ager. Adaita the Arif is kavon and smoothing at the karka is to make the karka flat and roi for harisha. In such a case, it's considered a tikkun in the karka, and he's koinu with this that he flattened out and made the ground smooth. So the Gemara, Adaita the Vedayiv, the reason why he's flattening at the karka is in order to be able to make a roi for a goyin to be chayvit his chitin. In such a case, it's like kani. And the Ashbam explains that the karka is aimed like harisha and for zriya, and it's not aimed to be made into a goyin. He temporarily wants to use this karka for a goyrin, so therefore this that he smooths out the karka, adaited the goyrin, it's not considered a tikkun in the karka. Adarab, it's considered a kilkel, this that he makes it into a goyrin, that after he's finished using it for a goyrin, he's going to have to now be choyrish and then be zerei the karka. So to Ashbam, if he'd permanently want to make this karka into a goyrin, that would be considered a tikkun and he would be koine. Being that he's only making it temporarily into a goyrin, it's not considered a tikkun, it's considered a kilkel, and therefore adaited the beidari like honey. And the Gemara explains, Hey Chidami, how do we know that if his kavan is adaita the arrow or his kavan is adaita the beidari? Shagamulya v'shadu benotza, if he takes all the mounds of dirt and puts them into the holes in the ground to make it smooth, then we know it's a daita de arva. He's doing it in order to make the karka very lecharisha. But mulya b'mulya v'notza benotza, then it's a daita de beidori, and then in such a case he's not going to. If he doesn't take the piles of dirt and put them into the holes in the ground, he just takes each pile and flattens it out so it should be somewhat smooth, but he's not coming to fill up all the holes to make it fully smooth. In such a case, we assume it's a daita de beidori, and it would not be considered a ma'isa kinyan. The Rashbam in the Vyamaskal Adaita de Beidori explains, Kol chazoke sa'alolu bein b'nichse ager, bein b'matonim, bein b'mecher, v'achin shacholku. All the chazokas mentioned in our sugyan, the Rashbam is referring back for starting from that Dafnu Gimel Amud Beis, of bein apaltim b'nichse ager, and b'may midlosses, atzor tzura, v'sad b'sid, metziya matzois. All the kinyonim that are being discussed in our sugya is not only discussing a nichse ager, it's bein b'nichse ager, bein b'matona, anoisim matona lachaveri, the makav matona could be kind of the karka in a fashion mentioned in our sugya by being tzar tzura, by being sad besid, and b'chein b'mecher also b'lekech can be kind of in one of the kinyonim mentioned in our sugya, and who adin achin shacholku. So the Rashbam, the kinyonim in our sugya are referring to not only by nichse ager being kind of from efker, but who adin a matona, a mecher, and achin shacholku also. And this is the shita of Kamer Rishonim that the Kinyanim mentioned in Asugya Lavdafka b'nichse ager, it's ordained by Lekech and by Neisim Atana also. The Rambam in Perek Beis Melchizchia Matana has a chiddush in Asugya. The Rambam holds the Kinyanim mentioned in Asugya Dafka b'nichse ager when one is being kind of from Efker. But by a Meicher and a Lekech, when one is buying a karka, he cannot use the Kinyanim mentioned in Asugya. The Rambam in Perek Beis Melchizchia Matana Locha Gimel says, Yesh Dvorim Rabbim Shem Hichzik b'na Lekech Lekona Adayim. There are many things that if a lekech would do this ma'isa kinyan, he would not be kinyan idei this ma'isa. V'im hichzik behen echad men b'nichse ager or nichse hefker chiyetsu men kana. So the Rambam, if one would make such a ma'isa kinyan in nichse ager or nichse hefker, these kinyanim would be considered a kinyan. And the Rambam is mamshich to be mefarit, what are these kinyanim he's referring to? And he explains, one who finds a paltim b'nichse ager and he's tzorot tzura, he's tzorot besid, one who's metziah matzois b'nichse ager, one who cuts the branches of a dekel. All the tikkunim mentioned are gemara when one is masakin the karka. Zok the Rambam, these kinyanim are only kinyanim b'nichse ager. They are not kinyanim that a lekech can be kinyan with. The Rambam means another nafkamina also between kinyanim b'nichse ager and a lekech who wishes to be kinyan the karka he is buying from a meicher. The gemara in the beginning of daf nun dalet amud aleph means a member of Amr of Yehuda Haiman deshad the lifter beipili the ara the ger loy havi chazaka. One who throws a lefis in the hole in the karka of the ger, and the Rashbam explains that he wasn't mechased ba'afi, he plants a lefis in the karka of nichse ager with epping mechased ba'afor. In such a case, he is not kainah, being that he didn't do any tikkun to the karka. And the Rashbam and the Maschol, the Shadda Lifter, is mefarish that who adin, one who is melakit a lefis from the karka of a ger, he's oichel the peiris of a karka of nichse ager, he eats the fruits of the karka, it's not considered a ma'isa kinyan. Dr. Rashbam, being that there is no tikkun to the karka, he did this that he's being oichel the peiris. It's not considered a ma'isa kinyan, and one who's oichel peiris b'nichse ager is not koine. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Mechira holds that one who is oichel peiris on the karka of the lekech, who's oichel the peiris on the karka of the meicher, with this that he's being oichel the peiris, it's a ma'isa kinyan, and the lekech is koine the karka. And the Raivad in Perek Aleph Milchus Mechira is chaylik on the Rambam. The Raivad holds that achilas peiris, the lekech who's oichel peiris from the karka of the meicher, it is not considered a ma'isa kinyan like the sheet of the Rashbam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Chiyah Matana speaks out. This study holds that Achilas Peiris is considered a Ma'isa Kinyan and a Lekech whose Achol Peiris from the Karka of the Meicher is kinder with that. The Karka which he wishes to buy from the Meicher is Dafka by a Lekech who's buying from a Meicher. But B'nichse Ager, one who's Achol Peiris from a Nichse Ager, is not a Ma'isa Kinyan and one cannot be kinder B'nichse Ager, Aideh Achilas Peiris. The Achreinim, the Asamech, and the Avon Oslo Mefarish, what's the chilek between a Lekech and a Meicher? That by a lekech who's eichel peiris in the karka of the meicher he is koine mashenkin b'nichse ager. One who's eichel peiris he is not koine. Is that when one is eichel peiris from the karka of a meicher he is showing the karka is not the meicher's. Being at the lekech is now being eichel the peiris he is showing he is the bialim on the karka. He's taking the peiris away from the meicher. In such a case the achilas peiris is considered a show of bialis and is considered a ma'isa kinyan and with that he is koine. Mashenkin by the karka of the nichse ager one is not taking the peiris away from anybody. The just like the karka is hefker, the peiris are also hefker. And therefore, when a person comes and he's eichel the peiris of the karka of nichse ager, he's only showing that he wishes to be kind of the peiris which he is taking. He's not showing bechlal that he wishes to be kind of the karka. There is no show of bailus on the karka, and therefore the achilas peiris is only considered that he wants to be kind of those peiris, but we don't see from there that he wishes to be kind of the karka. The melech of the Rambam, there's a chilik between the oichel peiris from a lekech and a moicher, where the lekech who's oichel peiris is considered maisa kinyan machenke. When it comes to the karka of nichse ager, achilas peiris is not considered a maisa kinyan. The chiluk the Rambam has between nichse ager when one is being koine the karka nichse ager and when a lekech is being koine the karka from the moicher. And the makaras hamishne is mefarish that there's a yesodistik a chiluk between the maisa kinyan of a lekech being koine karka from the moicher and when one wishes to be koine karka hefker a karka of a nichse ager. When one is being koine the karka, a lekech is being koine the karka of the moicher, the maisa kinyan is showing that the karka is not the moicher's. He is showing the idea, this maisa that he's doing, that it's not the moicher's karka, it is his karka. The show of bailus is the show of taking it away from the moicher. Mashegid, the maisa kinyan of bin koine bin nechse ager, of bin koine nechse hefke, is not showing he's taking it away from anybody. He does not have to show with this maisa that he's doing that he's taking the karka away from somebody else. The maisa kinyan is showing that he's the bailam on this karka, that he has an interest in this karka, that he's being massacred this karka. He is showing that he's the bailam on this karka, and with this that he shows the bailus, I did this, he is kind of the karka. So to Makavis HaMishnah, Mamela, when it comes to Achilles Peiris, or Lekech, who's Eichel Peiris, it is considered a Maisa Kinyan. Yedei the Achilles Peiris, he is showing that he's taking the karka away from the Meicher, that it's not the Meicher's karka anymore, only it's his karka, therefore the Achilles Peiris is considered a Maisa Kinyan. Mashenki, when it comes to Nichse Ager, when one is being Eichel Peiris, Nichse Ager, he is not showing Bechal, he's the Bailam on the karka, all he's showing is that he wants these Peiris, like we explained earlier, and therefore it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan on the karka. Mashenki, when it comes to tikkunim, when it comes to nichse ager, zok to makavis hamishna, when somebody is misakin the karka of nichse ager, he is showing he's the bailam on the karka. This that he has an interest in this karka, and he's making tikkunim in the karka, that shows he's the bailam on the karka, and therefore it's considered a maisa kinyan. Mashenki, one who's misakin karka of nichse chaveri, the kech who comes to the nechosim of the moicher and makes a tikkun, he is not showing bechlal that the karka is not the moicher's. We don't see from the maisa that he did that this karka is not the meicher's karka. It's yitachin he's coming to go do a toiva to his friend to go be mesakin his karka. So we don't see from the pool who is doing that he is the bailam. Memela, when it comes to olakeach and a meicher making tikkunim, all the halachas mentioned in our sugya, tzartzura, sad besid, or one who cuts the branches, any tikkunim a person makes in the karka is not considered a maisa kinyan benichse chaveri. It's only a benichse aged, it's like the Rambam that it's considered a maisa kinyan. There is a similarity between being kind of benichse ager and one who's been alakech who's been kind of from a meicher. And that is by no god the parts that Allah mentioned in our Mishnah, it's considered a maisa kinyan, bein by being kind of benichse ager, bein by alakech who's been kind of from a meicher, no god the parts kosher is considered a maisa kinyan. Zok to Makavis HaMishnah, gam the no god the parts is a kinyan by both of them, it's cholok be yisoy them why it's kind of. When it comes to the alakech who's been kind of from a meicher, this that no god the parts is being kind of is not because he's making a tikkun in the karka. It's not mitzvah the ticket in the karka that he's being koine. This time we say, no, God do parts kosher is koine. It's being that he showed that he's not the moicher. It's a bailam's act. One who comes and he locks up the field, or he makes a piritzi, makes a pesach in the field. That's not a ticket a person does as a toivet to his friend. Therefore, no, God do parts is a show of bailas. It's a show that it's not the moicher's karka. It's the lekech's karka. Being that he showed it's not the moicher and it's his, it's considered a maisa kinyan. Mashenke, when it comes to a kind of benichse ager, it's not because he's showing that it's nobody else's that he's being kind of. The kinyan of no god do parts is just like the kinyan mentioned in our sugi, it's a tikkun kosher in the karka. Or no god do parts is a tikkun in the karka, and when one is misakin karka benichse ager, that itself is a maisa kinyan, it's a show of bailus, and therefore the halach is that no god do parts is kind of ben benichse ager, ben by the kayach of the meicher, but it's for two different reasons. Al Kapon, we have a machlekes to reshain him in all the kinyanim mentioned in our sugya. This that when one is misakin karka kosher, he is koine kind of the shita of the Ashbam, and many reshainim is that when one is misakin karka, he is koine bein benichse ager, bein by lekech and amoicher, bein by neisim atona, bein by achin shecholku. This is considered a maisa kinyan in the karka. We say over the shita sariyamim in perek beis melchischiyim atona. The Rambam says that our entire sugya is discussing dafka nichse ager. It's dafka by nichse ager that taking kosher is koine, but a lekech and a meicher, this that when one is misakin the karka taking kosher, it is not considered a maisa kinyan. We said over the machlekes the Rambam and Ravid by achilas peiris, which is considered a maisa kinyan by a lekech and a meicher according to the shita of the Rambam, and the Ravid in perakalf melchus mechiru is choylik, but zok the Rambam it's dafka by a lekech and a meicher. Masha enkein, when it comes to nichse ager, achilas peiris is not considered a maisa kinyan. And we said over the Pirish, why Benichse Ager, Achilles Peiris, not considered a Maisa Kinyan, because it only shows that he wishes to be kind of the Pri. We don't see Bechlaf from this that he was Achilles Peiris, that he wishes to be kind of the Karka. And we said over the Pirish of the Makavis HaMishni, he says, you say this, take a chiluk between a Kinyan of a Lekech and a Meicher and a kind of Benichse Ager. The Kinyan of a Lekech and a Meicher is showing that it's not the Meicher, it's showing that he's taking it away from the Meicher. of one who wishes to be kind of nichse hefker b'nichse ager is showing that he's the bailam on the karka. The male taking koshu is showing he's the bailam on the karka is kind of b'nichse ager, and it's not a kinyan b'negei lekech and a meicher. But Mashenkin Achilas Pevis is showing that he's taking it away from the meicher is kind of by lekech and a meicher, but it's not kind of b'nichse ager. And we said, over by Nal Gadol Parts Koshu is a kinyan bein b'nichse ager and bein by lekech and a meicher. By nichse ager being that it's a tikkun koshu in the karka, he's kind of mitzad the tikkun koshu. And by lekech and a meicher, Nal Gadol Parts is not a meisa that a person does by karka chaveri. It's showing that he's taking it away from his friend. He's making a pirza or he's making a door. He's closing up to the pesach and the karka is showing that it's not the meichers anymore. And therefore, in such a case, it's considered a kinyan bein by lekech and a meicher, bein by a kind of b'nichse ager. The Gemara continues, Itmar Soda Musuyemis bin Tzarel, a field that has set boundaries, Omeravuna Omerav, Kivan Cheikish Pamakosh Echot Konakula. As soon as a person does a Chavisha Koshu and a Tikkun Koshu in this field, he is kind of the entire field. We look at everything within these boundaries as one field, and as soon as the person does any Tikkun Koshu in the field, he is kind of the entire field. And Shmuel is Chaylik on Rav, Shmuel Amad, Laikone, Elamakam, Mekushay Bovat. He is only kind of the makam, he is misakin. We do not consider the tikkun koshu a kinyan in the entire sada. It's only a kinyan in the makam which he is misakin, and therefore he is only kind of the makam mekushay bovat. The Ritva asks, Lefi Shmuel, Maishna from the Halacha mentioned in our Mishnah and Dafman Beis Amar Aleph, the Mishnah told us, by Noisin Matonavach and Shecholko, Machsik Benich Seager, Nogadu Parts Koshu, Arezu Chazoka. If one is being Noisin Matonavach and Shecholko, or Machsik Benich Seager, in all these cases, of Nogadu Parts Koshu, Arezu Chazoka, and with this ma'isav, no gadu parts kosher, he's kind of the entire field. So mashna, when it comes to a chavisha kosher, we say it's like kana l'makom mekushay bovad. And our mishnah, it's mashma that no gadu parts kosher is a kinyan in the entire field. The Ritva explains when it comes to no gadu parts kosher, being that the tikkun of a no gadu parts kosher is a tikkun in the entire sadeh, even though it's only a tikkun in one specific place in the sadeh, but the tikkun that he's doing is a tikkun in the entire field. He's making the entire field better. Therefore, the kinyan is the tikkun kosher is considered a ma'aseh kinyan in the entire field, and with this, the entire sada is niknaloi. Mashenkin, when it comes to chavisha, the makam he's been kairish, he's only misakin the makam achavisha bovat. But there is no tikkun in the entire field. I did the ma'aseh chavisha. It's only a tikkun in the makam which he is kairish, and therefore the kinyan is only kind of the makam he is kairish. It's not considered a kinyan in the entire field, and it's like dami to know go do parts kosher, which is considered a kinyan in the entire field. The Gemara then brings the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nichse, Evit, Korichov, Mavein, Kemidbar, Kol HaMachzik, Ben, Zachor, Ben. The Rashbam is Mefarish. We are discussing a case, Reuven wishes to buy karka from a goy, and Reuven paid money to buy karka from the goy, but Reuven did not yet make a kinyan chazaka, he did not receive a shtar from the goy to be kind of the karka. The halacha is, if Shimon comes and is machzik in this karka, Kol HaMachzik, Ben, Zachor, Ben, and Reuven cannot be moitzi the karka miyad Shimon. The Gemara explains, my time with Krichovim ki moti zuzi liyode yestalik lay. As soon as the guy received the payment for the karka, his nesalik is bailus from the karka. Yisrael lekoni ad the moti shtor liyode. And the yid is not kind of the karka until he receives a shtar from the guy to be kind of the karka. And therefore, it's a rein ke midbo b'chol ha-machzik b'en zocho b'en. If Shimon comes and is machzik, he can be kind of the karka, and Reuven cannot be moitzi the karka miyad Shimon. There's a machlokes of Rishonim in regard to whether or not Reuven gets paid back the money that he gave to the goy to buy this karka. Does Shimon have to pay Reuven back, or does the goy have to pay Reuven back for the money that he received? This that Reuven wished to buy the karka from the goy. The Rashbam and the Maschal Arein Ke Midbar brings a yesh mefarshim that Shimon, who was zeichin the karka, has to pay Reuven back for the loss that Reuven gave his money to the goy. And the Rashbam says, ain't near a klal. Because the Loshna Gemara is Arein Kim Midbar, and a Midbar is Mashma that it's Hefker. Shimon is being Zeichem in a Hefker, and when one is Zeichem in a Hefker, he doesn't have to pay anybody, it's Mashma. Shimon doesn't have to pay any money. The Hashbam is Messiah that although Shimon doesn't have to pay back Reuven, if it's Beyodish or Reuven to be Moitzi the Mois from the Goy, Reuven has a right Menadin to get his money back from the Goy. Being that Reuven only gave the money to the Goy, Al Das to receive the Karka, and Reuven did not receive the Karka, and mainly he gave the money to the Goy Betos, and he can go take his money back from the Goy. And this is also the sheet of Tosfos that if it's Beyadish or Reuven to be Moitzi Mois from the Goy, then Reuven has a schus and Minadin Be'emes, Reuven has the right to go be Moitzi the moment from the Goy, being that he only gave him the money to be Zeich in the Karka, and he did not receive the Karka. The Rosh is Chelik on the Ashbam and Tosfos, and the Rosh holds that even if it's Beyadish or Reuven to be Moitzi the Mois from the Goy, he has no schus Minadin to be Moitzi the money. Being that the reason why Reuven wasn't kind is really only Mitzad Reuven. There was a Maisa Kinyan done, the guy was makna the field to Reuven and gave Reuven the ability to be kind of the field. Only Reuven was leisam chadaita, and therefore Reuven's maisik, the nesina samois, was not kinder for Reuven, but it wasn't any chesaron mitzad the nesina of the goy. Therefore, the goy does not have to return the money to Reuven, and Reuven has the hefsid. Reuven loses the money that he gave to the goy to buy the field. And the first sheet of the Rashbam brought that Shimon has to pay Reuven back. When Shimon is machzik in the field, he has to pay back Reuven. There are two explanations in the Rishonim. Why is it that Shimon would have to pay back Reuven when he's machzik in the karka and zeichem in the hefker? He has to pay Reuven back for this, that he gave the money to the goy. The Rosh brings the sheet of B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rosh explains that even though Reuven is not koine, when Reuven gives the money to the goy, he is not koine, being that he's leisam chadaita until the goy gives him a shtar, and he doesn't have a kinyan gomer to be koine in the field. But al kaponim, a kinyan of a mashkin he does have in the field. This karka blibes a mashkin that now it's a mushkin to Reuven as a guarantee that Reuven should get the karka at a later date when he makes a full kinyan. And being that this karka has a halacha of a mashkin, that this is a mashkin of Reuven's, when Shimon goes and takes Reuven's mashkin, he has to now go pay Reuven back for this, that he's mafsin him his mashkin. Meile zok tebe nechanadel, when kol machzik ben zoche ben baravad, Shimon is machzik, has to pay back Reuven for his hafsid. The Ramban brings a second explanation. Why is it that Shimon is machzik and zeichin the nichsei ha'akum that Reuven wishes to buy from the goy, Shimon has to pay Reuven back for the money that he paid to the goy? And the Ramban brings the halacha of mishtarshi, similar to the halacha of nene. If Reuven is nene from Shimon's mamon, Reuven has to pay for the ano that he was nene from somebody else's mamon. The Gemara in Chulin brings the halacha of mishtarshi. If Levi has maishas in his house, and the king comes and takes bimkoim the taxes that Levi owes to the king, he takes the maishas that Levi has in his house, and therefore now Levi is gaining, he has a ribui on a chosim that's being nigger my day, the hefsid of maishas, being that the king took the maishas bimkoim the taxes that Levi owed to the king, and now Levi has more nechosim in his house, being directly nene from this that the king took the maishas for the taxes that he owes. So being that he's directly gaining from the hefsid of maishas, that's mechayev Levi to pay back the shevet alavi, he has to repay back the maishas, and this is the halacha of mishtarshi. One who's directly gaining and has a ribui on a chos from the hefsid of somebody else's mom and has to pay the person back, like it's similar to the halacha of a nene. So the Ramban who had in Avir also, Shimon is directly gaining from Reuven's hefsid, being that Shimon is gaining and he's being zeich in the karka, being directly nene from this that Reuven gave the money to the goy, which is allowing Shimon to be zeich in the karka. Shimon is being nene from Reuven's hefsid, and Mele Shimon is mechuyiv with the halacha of mishtar, she is mechuyiv to pay back Reuven for his hefsid. And the Chayri Yesh Lahar, that it's not similar to the regular halacha of Mishtarshi. Normally, Mishtarshi is only one who's being directly nene from somebody else's mamon, from somebody else's hefsid. One person has a ribui on a chosim directly related to this, that somebody else has a hefsid because of somebody else's hefsid mamon. Mashenkin, in our case, Reuven gives the money to the goy, and that makes the karka into hefker. And that mice is already nigmar, the karka is now lying around as hefker. And Shimon is coming and being zeichem in a hefker, it's not directly gaining from Reuven's loss. So Lechayr doesn't pass over here to say the halacha of Mishtarshi. And Lechayr is mevur midivay Ramban that when we say nichsiakam arein kemidva kol machzik ben zeicha ben, it's not the pshat the karka as hefka mamish. We still see the goy as the owner of the karka, and we still see that this that Shimon is able to be machzik is being machzik and the nechosim being owned by the goy. And therefore we consider that he's being directly nana from the hefs of the Reuven, being that it's Reuven's mamon that allows him to be zeicha the karka that the goy owns. He's being directly nana from Reuven's mamon, and merely has to pay Reuven back with the halacha of Mishtarshi. But al kaponim tavua from the Ashbam, the Ramban, that nichseyak merein kefka does not mean it's hefka mamish. It still belongs to the goy, and it allows Shimon to be zeich in it. And we will explain this further on in the shir. What is the pshat nichseyak merein kemidba? Is it the pshat that it's hefka mamish and now it's lying around like a sod hefka, or it still belongs somewhat to the goy? Only Shimon's now able to be zeich from the goy. And there's another machlekes to Rishonim in this halacha of nichseyak merein kemidba kol amachzik ben zocher ben. The Rashba brings the halacha that after Reuven gives the money to the goy can no longer write a shtar to makna the karka to Reuven. The way for a goy to makna the karka to Reuven is only if he writes the shtar before Reuven gives the money. In such a case, the goy is still the bailam on the sadeh, and being that the goy still owns the field, he can write a shtar to makna to Reuven, and then Reuven can go afterwards and pay money for the field. But once Reuven pays the money for the field, the karka is no longer the goy's karka anymore. The karka is now karka shel hefker, and therefore the goy has no right to write a shtar on karka shel hefker. And if it would not even help if the goy would write a shtar after the nesinas amois, being that it's not already karka shel hefker. And the Ramban is mesupik on this halacha. Could the goy write a shtar after Reuven gives the money to the goy? And it's kemidbor v'kol machzik ben zochel ben. Could the goy now go write a shtar to Reuven and that'll be makni of the karka to Reuven to make a Reuven's? Or being that the karka is hefker, the goy cannot write a shtar on karka shel hefker, meaning that it's not his anymore. And if Shlomo Zalman in Madani Eretz in Shviyas is Madaik from the Rabbeinu Gershom and Asugya and the Yadamar and Asugya, that they are chilek on this halacha of the Rashba. And even after the goy received the payment for the karka and the karka is nasek amidbav kolamachzik ben zochoben, if the goy would go now and write a shtar to Reuven, Reuven would be kind of the karka. The goy still has the right to write a shtar. He's still considered the bailam on his karka that he can write a shtar to Reuven, and through this that the goy writes a shtar to Reuven, Reuven is zeich in the karka. And after Reuven receives the shtar, would no longer be the aloch of kolamachzik ben zochoben, it would be considered Reuven's karka. And the chayvus mavuah from this that is a machlokes veishanim and nichtziak mavein kemidbar is the pshat that it's kemidbar is because once the goy receives the payment for the karka is hefkamamish, and that's the sheet of the Rashbam mail, the goy cannot write a shtar anymore. Or is the pshat nichtziak mavein kemidbar just allowing that the machzik ben can now go be zeicha, but it's still considered the goy's karka, and that would be the pshat in the Adaman ben Agershin that the goy can still go write the shtar even after the goy received the money and the aloch is kol machzik ben zocha ben. And the explanation of these machlokes of Rishonim is totally in how to understand this halacha of nichseyak mavein kehefka kol machzik ben zochen. Why is the goy misalik his bailus once he receives the payment? When Reuven pays the goy the money, the goy is misalik his bailus from the karka. The Rashbam is mefarish that when the goy receives money, he's mistalik, he's misalik his bailus from the karka, being that kol kinyonei shalakam is bekesef. When a yid is buying karka from a goy, well, as soon as the yid gives the money to the goy, that's considered the ma'isa kinyan. By a goy, the halach is that the ma'isa kainis. Mail Dr. Ashbam mean that the ma'isa kinyan was done and the goy was makna this chayfetz to the yid. Just the yid was like some chadait, it was not kainis. Therefore, the karka blibes hefker. And Taisis says similar to the Ashbam. Taisis is chaylik on the Ashbam. We don't say kol kinyonish shalakam is bekesef by metatlin. The kinyan is not with nesinas ha'mois. But when it comes to karka, Taisis is masking to Ashbam that mois is kainis by nakam when it comes to karka. And mean that the mois is kainis, the ma'isa kinyan was done, and therefore the goy is misalik as bailis, only the yid was like some chadaite, the meili is not kainiv nichsiakim, that makes the nichsiakim arayin kemidbo v'kolamachzik ben zochoben. Reb Shimon in Shaar Yoshe in Shaar Vov in Perek Yezayin explains the shittas of Ashbam and the shittas of Taisvis, that in every kinyan there are two chalokim in the ma'isa kinyan. There's this that the moichir is makne the chayfetz, and this that the lekech is kainiv the chayfetz. There's one chaylik in the ma'isa kinyan, which is the akno of the moicher, the akno of the noisin of the chayfetz. And then there's the second chaylik of the kinyan, which is the knisin to the rishus of the lekech, the kinyan of the koine, the kinyan of the mekabel of the chayfetz. That is the second chaylik of the ma'isa kinyan. Memele zok de b'shimin in our case, when Reuven pays the goy, the first chaylik of the ma'isa kinyan happens. The moicher is makne the chayfetz, the goy is makne the chayfetz. Only being that the lekech in our case, lesam chadaite, this that is lesam chadaite, only creates a chesaron in the second chaylik of the ma'isa kinyan. It creates a chesaron in this that the koine should be, the lekech should be koine of the chayfetz. The second chelik of the ma'isa kinyan is not chal, being that the lekech is lesam chadaite. But al kaponim, the first chelik of the ma'isa kinyan that the moicha should makne the chayfetz is chal. Memele it's yotze mishus ha-moicha and it's lenichnas lishus lekech. The halach is that it's k'midbo v'kol ha-machzik ben zeicha ben the chayfetz is blaiz hefke, the karka is hefke v'kol ha-machzik ben zocha ben. Similar to this beer of Reb Shimon, we find it in the Nesivis and Simon Kuf Tzadidalats of Cotton Base. The Nesivis brings from the Mishnah Lamelech and the Halacha of Nichse Akma Arein Kehef Arein Kemidbo V'Kol HaMachzik Ben Zocha Ben Zok the Mishnah Lamelech Hu Adin, even if the Machzik, if Shimon doesn't come and be Machzik in the Karka, but if the Goy wishes to be Chosef in the Mekach, being that Reuven was not yet kind of the Karka, the Goy can be Chosef in the Mekach and give the money back to Reuven and now back out of the Mekach. And the Nesivis is Chaylik on the Mishnah Lamelech. In fact, the Nesivis on the Mishnah Melech, being that the kinyan was done and the moichah was makne the chayfetz, that chelik of the ma'isa kinyan was done, just like by every mekach, when the moichah sells the chayfetz to lekech, after the lekech is kind of the chayfetz, the moichah can no longer be chayzer, the kinyan is nigma and the lekech owns the chayfetz. Who did in our sugya also, being that the ma'isa kinyan was done mitzad the moichah received the money and the ma'isa kinyan was chal, and therefore the chayfetz, the karka was yotzim mishos ha'akum. The chesaron is only mitzad the koine, that's like some chadaite, therefore Reuven was not koine the karka. But al kapana mitzad the goy, the mekach was very nigma, so how could it be that the goy can be chayze? It's just like every other kinyan, that one cannot be chayze after the kinyan was done. Who did in our case also, the moicher was already mekabel the mois, and the kinyan was done mitzad the moicher, it just wasn't nigma mitzad the mekabel, and therefore it's kehefke, but rather the akum cannot be chayze. Now al kapana mitzvavua that the nesivis understood similar to the way of Shimon is being mazbe the Rashbam and Taisvis. The reason why the karka is being yotzim mishus of the goy is being that the ma'isa kinyan was done mois ha'koynis b'ayinakum, therefore the kinyan is enough to be moitzi the karka mishus ha'akum, and the chesaron is only mitzad the koyne, the kech is not being koyne because he's l'sam chadaita, and therefore it's kemidu kol ha'machzik ben zocha ben. The mechaber in Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph Paskins ha'akum eine koyne b'chazoka by a goy, the kinyan chazoka is not mehani, elo b'shtahu she koyne in the sinas ha'kesef. The way a goy is koyin a karka mechaveiroi is bishtar in the sinas hakesef, and the mechaber is messiahin that Yisrael who buys from a goy is alochas like a goy ve'ein a koyin ele bishtar. The ikka kinyan, when a goy wishes to buy a karka from a goy, the ikka kinyan is bishtar, and who adin a yid is buying from a goy, he is koyin a bishtar. And the goyin on the mechaber in Sefalath explains that the mechaber is passing like the sheet of the Rambam and of high goyin, not like the Ashbam and Toysvis. The Ashbam and Toysvis had explained our sugya of nechseyakmer and kemidbo kalamachsik ben zochoben, being that the way a goy is, the kinyan by a goy is through the kinyan of kesef, and one wishes to be koyin a karka from a goy, he's koyin a bekesef. Memela, as soon as Reuven gives the money to the goy, with that the goy is mesalik his bailis. Only Reuven is not zeicher, being that he was like some chadait until he receives a shtar from the goy, therefore Reuven is not koyin. But being that the kinyan is bekesef, that's what's mesalik the karka from the rishus of the goy, and that's why it's kemidu kalamachsik ben zochoben. The Rambam holds though that when the ikur kinyan by a goy is the kinyan is bishtar. So the reason why Reuven is not koyin is not because he's loisam chadaita. The reason why Reuven is not koyin in Nesinas HaMois is because Nesinas HaMois is not a kinyan when it comes to karka when one is buying from a goy. The way one is koyin karka from a goy is through mimakabo the shtar, and being that the goy did not yet give the shtar to Reuven, therefore Reuven is not zeiche in the karka because he did not yet do the kinyan of receiving a shtar from the goy. And according to the Rambam, we have to explain, it's well explained why is it that Reuven is not koyin, being that the ma'aseh kinyan wasn't done. But how did the karka leave the rishus of the goy? L'chayy, being that no kinyan was done, even though Reuven gave the kesef, why is it that the karka left the rishus of the goy that the halacha is kol machzik ben zacha ben? And we find in the achronim two possible explanations. Why would the halacha be kol machzik ben zacha ben if the ikur kinyan for a goy is only bishtar, and that's why Reuven is not kinyan within the sinas hakesef? So why is it? How is it that the karka leaves the rishus of the goy and that we say kol machzik ben zacha ben? The stipler in the Dorm in Simich of Zion brings Bishem to Zeche Yitzchok that as soon as the goy receives the money for the karka, the goy is Messiah das from this karka. Once the goy receives the payment and now he has what he wants to get out of this karka, he already received the money and now the Reuven can come make a kinyan in the karka and be koyin of the karka from the goy. Memela, the goy is already Messiah das from this karka. And once the goy is Messiah das from this karka, there's a halacha of an aveda. There's the halacha of a lost object, the reason why the Meitzah could be Zeche in a Metziah is being that the Bailam was Messiah Tas from the Chayfetz, because the Chayfetz is lost from him, that gives the halacha that the one who finds it can be Zeicha in it. So who had in over here also, being that the guy is Messiah Tas from the Karka, being that he received money already, he already received this payment from the Karka, and he has nothing else to gain from this Karka, and he's Messiah Tas from him, that gives it the halacha of an Aveda, and the halacha is that Aveda Sakam is Muteris. So being that this Karka gets the halacha and Aveda Sakam, the halacha is Kalamachsik ben Zacha ben Shimek and Gomek Kinya Chazokam is Eich in the Karka, because it has halacha and Aveda Sakam, and Aveda Sakam is Muteretz. There's a second explanation, Reb Shlomo Zalman in Madani Eretz and Shviz and Simen Chof explains that when the guy receives the money from Reuven, the guy is automatically Bedaitoi, he is allowing Reuven to be kind of the Karka. In this Nesinus Rishus that the goy is allowing Reuven to be koyin of the karka, the goy, i.e. the Kabbalah Samois, is creating a Rishus that whoever wants to be zeicha in his karka can be zeicha. He is like Kopen, who should be zeicha? He is creating a Rishus that a lekech can come be zeicha and be koyin his karka, and in this that he is giving Rishus for the lekech to be zeicha, he is like Kopen after the lekech, and he is the acceptance of the money is in the Nesinus of Rishus that whoever wants to be zeicha can go be zeicha in this karka. The Mele, the Halach is called a Machzik ben Zachoben, just like Reuven, the Lekech can go be kind of this Karka. Who would then also, if a Shimon comes in before Reuven is Zoicha and Shimon makes a Kinyan on the Karka, being that the guy received the payment and his receiving of the payment is in this that he received the payment, he allows Reuven to go be Zoicha in the Karka. Who would then, this is an Asinus of Rishus that whoever wants can be Zoicha in the Karka, and if Shimon comes first and is Zoicha in the Karka, Shimon is Kaina, and Reuven cannot be Meitzim Yad Shimon. According to both of these explanations, the karka still belongs to the goy. According to the Zeche Yitzchak, according to what the stipler brought, B'Shem Evitzel, the karka is Alocha Aveidah Sakam. The goy is still the Bailam on the karka, only as Alocha Aveidah Sakam, and therefore Kol HaMachzik Ben Zocha Ben. Reuven is not Koine because the Kinyan is done Dafka Vishtar, and the reason why Kol HaMachzik Ben Zocha Ben is because there's Alocha Aveidah Sakam. And according to B'Shem Zalman, the guy still owns the karka, only this that he received the money and he's allowing the lekech to be zeichet. It's not limited after the lekech. He's like kopper and who should be kind of the kabbalah samois is in a sinus of a shush that whoever can go out can come be zeichet in this karka. Memela, normally Reuven goes in a zeichet in the karka, but if Shimon comes first in a zeichet in the karka, it's called a machzik ben zacha ben. But al kaponim, avada, the karka still belongs to the guy. So with this we could explain why the Mishnah Melech said that Kozman Reuven is not zeichet in the karka and doesn't make a kinyan in the karka, the guy could back out of the mekach and the guy could be chayzef in the mekach. Being that this karka still belongs to the goy and there was no kinyan done to take the karka out of the rishus of the goy, halt the Mishnah Melech, the goy can be chayzef in the mekach, there was no kinyan done to say that he can't be chayzef. And if Miyusha the Kasha of the Nesivis is only asking Api the Shita of the Ashbam and Taisvis, that it's only because the Kinyan Kesef was done to Moitzi the Karka Miyara Goy, therefore the Goy can't be Chayzer. But if you go to the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam says the Kinyan of a Goy is only Bishtar, and Melon Kinyan was done, it was not Yotzim Mishosahakam, and therefore the Goy can be Chayzer. And who are dim with this, we could explain why Abayna Gershom and the Adama hold that the Goy can still write a Shtar even after he's Mekabel the Mois from Reuven. Being that even after Kabbalah's Mois from Reuven, the Karka was never Yotzim Mishosahakam, it still belongs to the Goy. It's only that Kol Machzik Ben Zocho Ben is because of Avedas Akam or because of Rishus, whoever wants to come be Zeicher, but Avada the Karka belongs to the Goy, so it's Poshe, the Goy can still write a Shtar, he makes the Karka to Reuven. And this that the Rashba says that the Goy cannot write a Shtar is the Chayre going with the Shita of the Ashbam and Taisvis, that it's through the Kinyan Kesef, that's Moitzi the Karka, we had a Goy, and therefore it's Kehefka Mamish, and Mele the Goy, being that it's Hefka Mamish, the Goy cannot write a Shtar. And who Adumi could explain this that the Ramban said that it's a Mishtarshi, Shimon has to pay back Reuven for this that he's Machzik in the Karka because of the Aloch of Mishtarshi. Being that the Karka still belongs to the Goy, and it's this that Reuven gave the money, which gave a Rishus that whoever wants can come be Zeiche. So when Shimon comes to be Zeiche in the Karka, he's being directly nended from this that Reuven paid the money to the Goy, which allowed Shimon now, there's a Rishus for Shimon to be Zeiche in it. It comes that Shimon's being nana directly from the Mois of Reuven. From this that Reuven losing money is being Mahana Shimon. Shimon has a Rebbe on a Chos from the Hefs of the Reuven. Being that Shimon has a Rebbe on a Chos from the Hefs of the Reuven, there's the Halacha of Mishtayashi that Shimon has to pay for his Ana. He has to pay for this that he had a Rebbe on a Chos. From Mela, Shimon is Mechuv to pay back Reuven for this that Reuven lost money and gave the money to the guy which allowed Shimon to be Zeichen. Al Koponim, he said over in the Halacha of Nechziakim, I mean, Kehefke. Kol Machzik Ben Zocher Ben, there are three shittas of what the halacha is in regard to Reuven getting back the money that he lost. The Ashbam holds that the Reuven can be moitzi the mois miyare goy, being that he only gave the money to the goy in order to be zeichen the karka. Once he's not zeichen the karka, he can take the money back from the goy. And the shita of the Rosh is that Reuven cannot be moitzi the mois from the goy, being that the goy accepted the mois and was makna the karka to Reuven, only Reuven wasn't koine. Mitzadis the Reuven was like some chadaitim, and it's not considered that the goy did anything wrong, and Reuven cannot be the moitzi the mois miyad the goy. We said over the shita of Rabbi Nechanan on the shita of the Ramban is that the machzik has to pay back Reuven for this that he's taking the karka that Reuven wished to buy from the goy. And there are two possible explanations. The Rosh brought B'Shem Rabbein Chananel that the Karka, even though Reuven is not kind of the Karka, but Al-Kaponim has a loch of a Mashkin, and Shimon is taking a Mashkin of Reuven, and therefore Shimon has to pay Reuven back. The Ramban said the reason why Shimon has to pay Reuven back is inside the loch of Mishtarshi, being that Shimon is being nana from Reuven's Mois, that has a loch of Mishtarshi, and Shimon has to pay Reuven back inside the loch of Mishtarshi. And we said, oh, it's Mavua from the Ramban that the Karka still belongs to the guy. If it be Hefka Mamish, it wouldn't pass Bechal the loch of Mishtarshi. We said over a second machlokes to be showing him after Reuven gives the mois to the goy and the karka is halacha of a midbar. Could the goy now go write a shtar to makna the karka to Reuven? Or do we say no, being that it's hefker, therefore the goy cannot write a shtar on karka that doesn't belong to him? The Rashba says the goy cannot write a shtar. The Ramban was mesuplik bedover, and Shlomo Zalman is medayik from Rabbi Negershim and from the Adama that the goy can still write a shtar even after the halacha is kemidbar kol machzik ben zocher ben. If the goy writes a shtar and is makna to Reuven, then Reuven is zeich in the karka, and then Shimon can no longer be zeich in the karka. And we said, oh, there's a machlokes in regard to the Iker Halacha of Nichsiak, Marin, Kemidba, Kalamachsik, Ben Zacha, Ben, the Sheet of the Ashbam, and the Sheet of Taisus is that Akum is Kinyani, and Mekarka is Bekesef. And we said that Rav Shimon is Masber, that there's two Chalokim to the Kinyan, there's the Chelik Mitzah, the Makne, that the Moich is the Makne, the Karka, and there's the Chelik Akinyan Mitzah, the Lekech is Kinyan, the Karka. Mimela, when Reuven gives the Mois, the Chelik of the Makne, the Chelik of the Moich was done, the Moich, the Goy, was Makne, the Karka, and it's Yotzim Meshusoi. Only the Lekech, being that he was Lesam Chadaita, was not Kain of the Karka, and therefore Reuven wasn't Kain of the Karka. And Melo, it's Yotzim, Mishus HaMoichiv, Lev Lenichnus, Nishus Lekech, it's Kemidbev, Kolamachsik, Ben, Zocho, Ben. And the Nesivis is also Masber, similar to Reb Shimon. The Nesivis argues on the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says, until Reuven is Eichin, the Karka, the Goy could still be Chayzef in the Mekach. And the Nesivis is Chaylik, being that the Kinyan was done, and it was Yotzim, Mishus HaMoichiv, with the Kinyan, the Moichiv cannot be Chayzef, the Goy can't be Chayzef in the Mekach. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch and Tzimikuf Tzadi Dalet of Katan Aleph is Masber that the Ramam and of Haigoyin are Chilik on the Ashbam and Taisvis, and they hold that by a Goy Kinyani Bekarka is not Bekesef, and the Sinas Amois is not Koine, his Kinyan is done Beshtar. This that Reuven is not Koine is easily understood. Reuven is not Koine because being that he did not yet receive a Shtar, even though he gave Kesef, Kesef is not a Kinyan. But according to the Ramam, we have to explain why is it that Kalamachzik Ben Zachobem with what did it leave the Rishus of the Goy? And we said over the type of beings between the Zeiche Yitzchak, that being that the Goy already received the money, Mimeli's Messiah Das from the Karka, and the Karka is Alochav and Avedis Akum, and Avedis Akum was Muteris, and therefore Kolamachzik Ben Zocher Ben. Mishlemazalman says that receiving money for the karka, the way that lekech can now come be kain is that as soon as the meicher receives the money, he is nice and mishus that whoever wants can come be zeicher. It's an asinus mishus for somebody to be zeicher, and therefore the lekech can come be zeicher. The Meila Zakhtar of Yudah Mashmuel, who are then, if the Machzik Ben gets to before the Lekech and he's Zeicher, being that the guy already received the money and he's like Kapar and who should be Zeicher in it, it's just a blanket in the Sivas of Shus that whoever wants could be Zeicher in it. The Meila Afilu Kala Machzik Ben Zachar, but even if Shimon comes first in his Machzik, he is Zeicher in the Kaka and Reuven can't be Maitzi from Shimon. But Akoponim, according to the Ramah, it's before the Kaka still belongs to the guy. Mainly we said it's understood why the halacha is that the guy can still write a shtar, and it's understood why the Ramban said there's halacha of mishtar, and it's understood why the Mishnah Melech says that the guy can still be chayzif in the Mekach, being that it still belongs to the guy.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.